So this idea here is came to us, which was the $39.99 CFI versus the $120 instructor. Which is cheaper or which is better, or which is all those things. And it's kind of one of these big myths in aviation. The more you pay, the better you get. That may be true. The less you pay, the less it costs you. That's usually not true. So we're going to go through that here in just a second and show you why, when you're looking for flight training, why you want a particular person, or you want to narrow your scope or field if you can. Now, some of you, by nature of where you are, you're not going to be able to do that. Okay, so Soledad likes the new intro. Great. We'll play it again halfway through, so those people who didn't hear it can hear it. So let me. So the good, bad, and the ugly. Or so the first thing to talk about for me to talk about with you is this is not meant to take the piss out of people. Like, if you're a new CFI, I'm going to talk about you. But everybody's had to been a new CFI at one time or another. So when I give the bad, I'm also going to give you what you can do to set yourself apart or to make you not the person I'm talking about. Okay? So now some of you won't care, and that's fine too. But but the idea of it wasn't to be saber rattling here. It was just to point out the absolute truth in it, and let's see what we can do with it. Right? Only when we accept the truth, right? When you're out of denial, can you do something about it? So that's what we're going to go through today. So I hope that sets the stage for it. And if you hear in my tone that I'm being mean-spirited, I am, but I don't want to be. Okay. So there you go. So let's start. So what's a teacher? That's the first thing. Some of these businesses we're in have an equivalent business. So if you have ever taken golf lessons, you have probably have an equivalent to a flight instructor, been a golf pro. Do you think the golf pro wants to teach you how to play golf? Probably not. Probably wants to be a golf pro, wants to go on tour, right? Wants to fill in the blank, something other than show up to the golf club today. Of course, to get paid, that's one thing. We all do that. But is that their passion? Is teaching their passion? So a teacher is someone who's built to teach. That means that, and by the way, I am a teacher. I think Rod Machado says it right. I never want to be known as a great pilot. He says, because every eulogy of everything I go to, starts off with, he was a great pilot. So I want to be, he was a great teacher. That's really, and that he just happened to have been a pilot. That's really what I want to be, right? A teacher is someone who knows how to convey knowledge or skill to another person in a way that's effective and meaningful, and hopefully not boring or dull. That'd be what I'd put at the end of it, to say, if you're going to manage those first things and you can clean it up with not boring or dull, you're on to something, right? If you've ever been to one of our CFI classes, you will know immediately they are not dull at all, right? They're more like this kind of thing, but there's a lot of humor in there. And it's people say that I was really reluctant to, I think Eric said that I was really reluctant to come to this class and sit in here, listen to all these lectures for 7 days. He says, but this is kind of fun. I said, yeah, it kind of is. It's fun for me too. That's the difference. That's the difference. Now, what's a pilot?